Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I first met Chris about midterm through his first semester at Clarion University of Pennsylvania. We were hosting a campus ministry mid-semester cookie break, and his roommate brought him with him. Now, his roommate was one of those rare college students that came to church almost every week, and so I'd gotten to know him quite well, and he made sure that he introduced me to Chris, and we hit it off immediately. We found so many connections, so many subjects that we shared. We talked that evening for about 3.5 hours. And when I was walking home, I went, Chris will be in church on Sunday. Because in those days, I was still young and naive and believed that people actually came to church to hear the pastor. I've learned great lessons with these gray hairs. And sure enough, Chris was not in church on Sunday. Months went by and still no Chris. Years went by and still no Chris. We continued to meet regularly on campus and on the streets, but never in church. And then the Sunday after graduation, I looked up and there was Chris and his roommate, as bold as life, sitting in the back pew. My first reaction was, yeah, now he shows up. What was shocking was that the next week, he was there by himself, his roommate having gone on to that next chapter of his life. And not only was he there in church, but he was waiting for me after church in the back of the church. And he said, Pastor, he said, I want to join the church. I went, okay, call me this week and we'll set up a time to get together. No phone call. The next Sunday, he was there again, waiting for me after church. Pastor Jake, he said, there was something I needed to tell you, and I couldn't do it over the phone. This is really embarrassing, but I've never been baptized. I said, that's no problem, because we can use that as the way you enter into the church. Give me a call this week, and we'll get together and begin the process. No Chris. The next Sunday, there's still no Chris. The following Sunday, there's no Chris. Weeks go by, and there is no Chris. About this point, I figure I've blown it. I've said something or not said something. I've done something or not done something that's messed this whole process up. He's gone forever. And then on week 8, he shows up. And he's waiting for me after church. And he says, I bet you wondered where I was. I had 101 smart aleck remarks for that one, but I chose not to use them, and I simply said, I was concerned. And he said, well, you know, I got to thinking, if I want to be a Christian, I need to know what kind of Christian I want to be. And so I've gone to every church in town these last few weeks, and I've come back to say, I want to be a Lutheran Christian. I said, fine, be in my office tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And he was. And we began to talk about church and faith. And one of the things I tend to do in baptismal preparation is I go through the story in kind of a shorthand mode and begin with the Old Testament to give people an idea of how it all hangs together. And he hung with me through that whole Old Testament story. But as we got into the New Testament, I could tell he was getting a little antsy. He was a little anxious. I wanted to stop and ask, but you know, this was my first adult baptism. And I had all this good stuff that I'd been saving up, and so I just kept plowing through until finally Chris said, "Shut up, Pastor Jake, I've got a question." I said, "What's your question, Chris?" He said, "You keep talking about this Jesus guy. Who is Jesus?" Who is Jesus? He had no clue. He had never even heard of him. In those days, some 30 years ago, he was the exception. Today, people like Chris are the norm in our world. Who is Jesus? I want you to take a few moments just to think about what your life would be like if you had no idea who Jesus was. Where would you be? How would your life be different if your parents hadn't taken those opportunities to sit down and perhaps read from that story Bible? What if you had never been taken to church, either by your parents or your grandparents? Or what about those neighbors that picked you up and made sure you got to Sunday school? Or what about that Sunday school teacher that instilled in you that sense of Jesus' presence? Or how about the pastors in your life that unpacked the scriptures for you in the midst of worship? Where would you be? How would your life be radically changed if you had never been introduced to Jesus? Where would we be without the likes of St. Luke? There would be no Christmas story. There would be none of those great hymns like the Magnificat or the "Now Let Your Servant Depart in Peace." There would be none of those great stories that Jesus told, like the one about the man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho who fell amongst the rocks. Or the man who had two sons. We wouldn't know about them. We wouldn't walk with Jesus following the resurrection with those disciples on the road to Emmaus. We wouldn't know anything about Jesus' ascension or the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. We wouldn't know what happened in those early days of the church, when the word was spread by his disciples and those who followed them. We'd never know about St. Paul and his conversion on the road to Damascus and the ministry that he had throughout the world, carrying that word from church to church until it came down to us. Where would we be without St. Luke and those who came after him? Where would our neighbors, our friends, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our co-workers, our fellow classmates, where would they be if we never took the time to share that word with them? to let them in on what we know about this one we call Jesus? What if we kept our mouths shut and never told anyone? What would their lives be like if they never heard about Jesus? Paul reminds Timothy and us in our second reading that we are called to do the work of an evangelist. That's a scary, scary word to Lutherans. And before you start pushing back saying, I can't do that, let me tell you the rest of Chris's story. One of the things I discovered very quickly, because my background's in biblical studies, I wanted to give Chris Jesus 101. I knew that story. But after a couple of weeks, Chris said, this isn't what I want. I don't want to know about Jesus. I don't care that you can quote and tell me all the stories. I want you to introduce me to the Jesus that you've come to know. Because on Sunday morning, I sense him standing with you. Introduce me to that Jesus. Tell me the Jesus that goes with your story. Tell me the Jesus that you know. The other piece was, I asked Chris, I said, you know, for someone who has never known Jesus, how did you go from there to wanting to be baptized? I said, that's just a little leap. He said, you know, it was that week when finals are over and graduation is looming on Saturday. My roommate and I were sitting down one night enjoying an adult beverage and talking about our lives and where we've been together and where we were going. And he said, at that moment in my life, everything that I had dreamed, everything that I had planned for had now been accomplished. And my future was set. I was coming back to do grad school. Life was good. Except I felt this incredible hole inside of me. There was something that was wrong, something that was missing. There was an emptiness that no matter how hard I tried, I could not fill. And so I asked my roommate, since he went to church all the time, can you help me fill this hole? And my roommate said, no, I can't tell you how to fill that hole. But what I can tell you is that when I feel that hole, when I feel empty and alone and adrift, I go to church. He said, don't ask me what happens in church. Something happens there. Because when I leave, that hole is a little smaller. It's manageable. I can breathe again and go on. Do you want to come to church with me tomorrow? It's as simple as that. A sharing of our stories and an invitation to a new way of life. An invitation to the one we know as Jesus. And it is he who has called us here this morning. And we have come with our holes, with our emptiness, with our fears and our tears, our hopes and our dreams, our joys, all that is us. We have come hoping to be nourished and fed on his word and to taste once again that grace upon grace that we receive in the Holy Supper. That our holes may be made smaller because we are surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses that we call St. Luke. And that same St. Luke who first shared the word of Jesus now encourages us to go forth from here and to continue to do the work of an evangelist, to share that good news, to share our stories and the Jesus that we have come to know, that no one else may live life like Chris, never knowing who is this Jesus. Amen.